Peter's Hill, a colonial settlement, more than 100 years before Feltville. Sometime in the early 18th century, more than a century before David Felt established Feltville, Peter Wilcox and his wife Phoebe Badgley Wilcox and members of their families moved from Long Island to the Watchung Mountains, an outlying section of the Elizabethtown Tract. The Watchungs were named by the native Delaware Indians, who called them Watchunks, or High Hills. The Wilcox family settled near the Blue Brook, also known as the East Branch of the Green Brook, on a land grant of 424 acres, and their homestead became known locally as Peter's Hill. Farmstead, mills, and a copper mine. Peter Wilcox farmed and established saw and grist mills on the Blue Brook, creating a mill pond to supply his mills with power. These mills served scattered farmsteads in the area, as well as the Wilcox family. The property also included a small copper mine, which Peter may have worked for a time. While historical documentation is scant, members of both families served in the American Revolution. Subsequent generations remained in the area. The Wilcox name was widespread, though there were variation in the name's spelling. The Wilcox Family Cemetery. By the mid-20th century, the 1776 John Wilcox gravestone was the only original stone left standing in the cemetery. Partially dislodged by a tree, the stone was removed for safekeeping. When it was reinstalled at the site, there was some question as to the precise location of the cemetery, which, in addition to the graves of Wilcox and Badgley family members, included the graves of two teenage Irish girls, workers in Felt's factory who drowned in the mill pond in 1858. Today, the John Wilcox gravestone and a few 18th-century archaeological sites comprise the only physical evidence of the Wilcox occupation of the property. In addition to the original Wilcox stone, a few commemorative Wilcox and Badgley stones have been placed in the cemetery. The duplicate Wilcox stone was issued by the U.S. government because he fought in an American war. Eventually, archaeological investigations may determine the actual locations of burials.